other service. You praise the Lord. If you're just used to coming to church and watching everybody else, on the last night of this last year, I don't want you to be so arrogant as to think you did it. I need some praises in this house who are not ashamed. You're not too conservative. You're not too educated. You're not too dressed up. You're not busy watching everybody else. Somebody give God a praise in this house that said, God did it! Come on, say, God did it! What did he do? He kept me all year long. How dare me? How dare I sit here and not give God a hand clap or a holler or a praise or a shout or something that belongs to God? Give him praise. Give him glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. We give him all glory. We give him all honor. That's right, on tonight, we give him the honor and we give him the glory. And I said it and I'll say it again. I don't know how some people can come to church and do nothing but watch everybody else. What it says is that you haven't been thinking, or you actually believe that you are responsible for your own blessings. But I thank God for people who realize that the Lord has brought us. I may not have everybody, but give me somebody. The Lord has brought us from a mighty. Look at your neighbor and say, God brought me from a mighty long way. Oh my God. Yeah. You don't know my story. You don't know my testimony, but that's why I'm shouting for Jesus. You don't know her story. You don't know her story. You don't know her story. You don't know his story. So if you don't have a praise, just chill out and don't get upset. Look down your row and tell them, look down your row and say, don't get upset with me tonight, but I came here to praise God. Praise him all night. I'ma praise him all night. I'ma praise him all day. And I'ma praise him all night. You can't make me doubt him, because I know too much about him. Ark of Safety on this New Year's Eve night again. Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord, Ark of Safety. Praise the Lord, Ark of Safety. And he is worthy to be praised. Just give me a verse of, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you. If we don't hear from you. And while they're singing that, open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 30. It's good to see you tonight. I said, it's good to see you tonight. I love you tonight. Amen. I look around. It's good to see Loretta here tonight, all the way over there. And she who was born into part of this ministry. And now a minister, she and her husband, Latrell, it's good to see you. And Tyrone, Latrell, we used to call Latrell Pinkney, she's Chase. Come on, they back home, all from Boston. But I look around, I see her, and I saw Phil Suggs, I saw Raven. If I start calling names, I would call about 40 or 50 names of people who I preached to and baptized when they were children, Some when they were infants. That's right, when they were infants. And now they're saved, sanctified, running around praising God, grown now. I'm going to go to heaven, a happy preacher. Amen. We need to hear.
We need to hear from you.
We need a word.
We need a word from you. If we don't hear from you, what will we do?
Come on, tell them, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Loving you more.
Loving you more each day.
If you believe that, if you have your Bibles, everybody stand back up with us. Just stand with us. Come on, you say, there is
no other way that we can live.
Now come on, raise your Bible and say, we need to hear from you, Lord.
We need to hear from you.
We need a word.
We need a word from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
If we don't hear from you, what will we do? Show me your perfect way. There is no other way that we can live.
1 Samuel 30, verse 1 onward. It came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. They had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any. They didn't kill anybody, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Have you ever been so depressed that you couldn't even cry? And David's two wives were taken captives. Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people, they were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Look at your neighbor and say, encourage yourself. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered, pursue them, for you shall surely overtake them and without failure recover it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verses 18 and 19 for the sake of time. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Hallelujah. For this New Year's Eve night, I just want you to look at your neighbor and repeat this subject. It's very simple, nothing real detail, but it's instructive. Say this, please. Say, neighbor, I shall recover it all. Hallelujah. Father, your word is blessed, and so please sanctify this temple. Purge me of any sin so that I will not be a hindrance to what you would do. Save your deliverance, set free. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the people of God shout amen. I want to praise God for tonight. You may be seated. I'm going to ask you to help me preach for about 10, 15 minutes. We're just going to shout the year in. Amen. That's right. That's how you going to plan to shout, preacher, just like the people in New York plan to dance and get drunk. I plan to shout. Amen. What a year this has been. I think this is one of the toughest years in modern day America. A tough year that has tried the faith of the Christian church. And thank God many Christians would not give in and change the gospel, but they came through holding on to their faith. This has been a trying year in terms of the economy and in terms of finances. And I'm convinced that the Lord is letting all of us know that America is not as great as America thinks, because cursed is any nation who forgets his God. Let the people of God say amen. That's why tonight the Senate and the House, they're locked in on a New Year's Eve night. They're locked in the Senate chambers, and they're locked in there because with all of those bright minds there, they do not have the spirit to come together and to do what is right for people. They're those who would rather look out for the rich and let the poor be lost. But the devil is a liar. That may seem to be what is happening on the surface, but in reality, God is letting you know that he has taken the foolish things to confound the wise. Even the wise people can't figure out what has happened to America. It's been a trying year. You and I listened to many testimonies. You were set back in your own homes, financially set back in your own finances. And it's no secret, as a church go, as the membership goes, so goes the church. I believe with all of my heart that if everybody in here was a millionaire, were a millionaire, we wouldn't have one financial problem in this church. So let me just say in the name of Jesus, give me at least 20 in Jesus' name. God, just let it. God, yo, man, oh, yeah, yo, God. I believe that. I believe that when we're doing well, when we're doing well, the church is doing well. And when you lose jobs and you don't have the means, then the church also suffers financially as well. It's no big deal. If you got if the people are on fire in the church, you got a church on fire. Amen. When we're struggling, there's a struggling spirit, but there's a time to struggle. Amen. Satan has had his laugh, but we are about to have our year. Come on, give God. We are about to have our year. I want to give God this testimony. I want to thank God. This year we were set back here in our church in a way financially, but I praise God we are coming back in a big way. I think we are shocking the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, many of you this year have been in one of three categories. Some of you lost nothing this year, but you gained nothing. And the promise from our God is for increase and overflow and more than enough. And some of you are still, no matter what has happened, we are still standing on those promises. Amen. Some of you can say, in spite of it all, we can still thank God. In spite of everything we have gone through, we can say, no matter what has happened to me in the material realm, thank God we have increased our faith in 2012. Somebody got saved in 2012. Come on. This year, somebody rededicated to God. Somebody got baptized. Somebody joined the church. Somebody started their Christian journey. Yes, you lost some material things, but you gained in your spiritual lives. I would like for you to take your mind off of the material and give God thanks for the spiritual. I've got some stuff that God has given me that the devil can't take away from me, and I did not have it at the beginning of 2012. Somebody say praise the Lord. Well, let me say this. Some people say that 13 is an unlucky number. You know, like Friday the 13th, or people are so paranoid of 13 that high-rise designers, high-rise building designers do not even put a 13th floor in. They don't put 13 on the elevators. They skip from 12 to 14, not knowing that it's still the 13th floor, no matter what you call it. You know, it's just 13. It just is what it is. some biblical persons or some so-called Bible interpreters say that 13 is an unlucky number in the Bible because there were 13 people or 13 persons who were at the Last Supper. You know that, right? The 12 disciples plus Jesus, and it was Judas who betrayed him. But I think if you ask Peter whether or not 13 was an unlucky number, he would tell you, nope. In fact, Jesus gave me the keys to the kingdom. Now, you can ask John, who was there, and he will tell you, I was blessed from that fellowship because not long after that, I was on the Isle of Patmos, stranded, destined to die alone. But Jesus showed up saying, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm he that was alive and dead, and I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys. If that's not enough, ask Jesus if he thought that it was unlucky, you know, because there were 13 people there. There was nothing unlucky about that night. For not long afterwards, Jesus would tell you that God, my Father, told me, I have exalted you, and I've now given you a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, if you do believe in luck, you know, then maybe something could be said about the fact that when our children turn 13, they are officially teenagers. But I think they're going to be all right because, you know, we were there too, right? Those teenage years were hard, right? I mean, we're always talking about unlucky, you know, the black cat is unlucky. Not really. At least he, you know, he still has his tail. I mean, if you ask the rabbit why we call the rabbit's tail lucky, he would tell you we must be crazy. There ain't nothing lucky about the rabbit who lost his tail for you to hang around your neck and call it a good luck charm. Luck is stupid. Superstition is stupid. Can I get a witness on that? But I got a news flash for 2013. Christians, thank God, do not believe or walk in luck, and we are not victims of luck. We walk by faith and not by sight. We are blessed, and God's providence and his grace and his goodness go with us. So 2013 is not an unlucky year. The devil is a liar. For the fact is, anybody trying to get through life without God is walking under a curse anyhow. It can be 2013, 14, 15. Baby, you are cursed. But for believers, every day with Jesus get sweeter than the day before. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm blessed. I am blessed. Tell me, say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I want to thank God. 2013, if you want to call it a curse year, here's what I call it. I'm getting ready to reverse that curse. I'm getting ready to turn it around. I'm getting ready to tell the devil he's a liar. What the world calls the worst number, baby, it's getting ready to become my best one. Come on, give God something. It's about to become my best. Yeah, I wish you. Oh, shout this out with me. The curse has been broken. Very, 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 very quickly. Then we're gone. Very quickly, very quickly. I do have to read a scripture to you in Galatians chapter 3. If you don't believe me, there's no such thing as luck. There ain't no such thing as, you know, this is a good number and that's not a good number. I just thank God I'm in the number. I'm in the number that no man could number. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says of Galatians 3, and let me read it for you in the NIV. And here's what it says. You can look at the media screen. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. That is, when you start talking about, well, I went to church, so God ought to bless me. No, you ought to bless God because you were able to go to church. It is written, everyone who cannot or does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Stop for a minute. How many of y'all can keep every commandment in the book? How many of y'all keep every commandment? Anybody? Oh, okay, all right. That's good. Because if you did, I was going to tell you that you just broke another one. If you had done that, I would say, no, you just broke one now. I mean, I can never break the law. Well, the old book said because we couldn't keep the law, we are cursed. But thank God the scripture did not end there. For we read on clearly, no one is justified or made right before God by the law, because the just shall live by faith, or the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things live by these things. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. I put the hallelujah there. Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. So I am not cursed because I cannot keep all of his commandments. God is not looking to take you out because you mess up. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law because he became a curse for us. It is written, cursed is everyone who hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessings that he gave to Abraham, the Jew, might come to the Gentiles, the non-Jews, through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might become the promise, hallelujah, that the faith of God, the promises of God, the promises of the Holy Spirit might also come to every one of us who have received the Holy Spirit. How many of you received Christ? How many of you have the Holy Spirit living in you? Then you are not under luck. You are under the blessings of Abraham, which God promised to bless you and your family and your children and the unborn generations. Sometimes I have a hard way to go, but if you are a Christian, don't you ever let somebody tell you you are cursed because of your past. You're cursed because way back in 1994, you did this. You tell them that devil is a liar. When I came to Jesus, he broke the curse. He took my punishment. He took my penalty. And there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But I'm saved and I'm set free. And he whom the Son sets free is, somebody clap your hand to say, I'm free to be blessed. I'm free to be blessed. Yes, you got some hard ways to go. But I decree 2013, yeah, I'm decreeing it again. It's going to be my blessed year. Come on, the devil has no power over me. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, Satan has no power over you. Look, the devil has no legal right to mess up my new year. In fact, devil, you did not mess up my 2012. I may have gone through some trouble and some trials, but devil, you were not in charge. God was in charge of everything that happened to me, and thanks be to God that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. Somebody praise the deliverer for a few moments. I stop by to say this. Thank you, Jesus, for fighting all of my battles in 2012. Thank you. Somebody, just clap your hands three times. Yell out, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it looks like the devil advanced. Looks like you lost some ground. But here's the good news. He didn't take you out. And then about 15 minutes, I'm going to have another chance to defeat the devil. But before you do that, you got to give God thanks for what he's already done. Give him thanks for what he's already done. Give him thanks. Here's, very quickly, the text says David was faced with a great battle. The text is not really talking about a spiritual picture per se, but I see it more in the natural. He was talking about things. So much, beloved, has been taken from God's children. Come on, y'all. We've lost some sons. We've lost some daughters to the world. They are out of the church. come on, in places they ought not be. We've lost some of them to jail. We've lost stuff. We've lost friends. But please look at your neighbor and say, I shall recover it all. God, Satan might have taken our homes in this recession. Some of our people are in the hands of the jail system. Our minds are, some people almost lost their minds had it not been for God. Hey, I want to say that. I want to say something. I just want to say something. I want to say something. Come on, say that. I want to say, but God. That's all I want to say. I know y'all look at me like I'm saying, but God. I would have lost my mind, but God. I would have lost my joy, but God. I would have lost my testimony, but God. I would have lost my faith, but God. Somebody thank God that he never left you, no matter what happened to you in 2012. Oh, he promised never to leave me. David was in a place, and he was in a, make a long story short, he's in a place, and he's in a place because Saul ran him out. Saul ran him out because Saul was full of jealousy, and Saul wouldn't listen to God. God said, you need to kill all of the Amalekites, because if you don't, they're going to come back on you. So here's what he did. He didn't do it, you see, and David went down and was with the Philistines, and while he was with the Philistines, this is what happened. They were about to go to war against Israel. Now, David was from Israel, had been anointed to be the king of Israel. If you remember that, I do. He was a king, but here he was afraid of Saul, that Saul would kill him, so he's hiding out with the enemies, the Philistines. And they were getting ready to go to war, and so some leaders came up, and they said, King, you better throw David out of here, because if we come up against his own country, he's going to be an inside spy. Can you imagine what would happen if he were able to do an inside job and make us lose? How Saul would be able to take him back in? He would do a very good job. So we need to get rid of him. Now, I read that. When I read it, I said, wonder why God put it there. Here's what he wants me to tell you this year. See, David had to leave the folks before the fight started. God pushed him out and back to his own people. Everybody sitting up in here, and not y'all. I know when we leave here, we're going to go get some black eyed peas and all that stuff. Nothing wrong with that. I'm eating some too. I really did. I ordered some because I want black eyed peas. Not because I believe in luck. It's just a good time for me to be able to get it by. Say everybody else eating, you know, everybody else eating black eyed peas, you know, and all that kind of stuff like that. But we're gonna do all kind of stuff. But can I tell you something? If your year is going to be blessed, you need to know this. You cannot be a partner with Satan and fight him too. Y'all didn't get what I just said. You cannot slip up in here on New Year's Eve night and say, let me get my little church in before I get my clubbing in. Oh, no, not y'all. Not you. No. That's why I couldn't give an offering tonight. I mean, my drink going to cost me about $20 because it's New Year's Eve and they charge double for the drink. I can't give no money to the church. I got to buy some honey a drink tonight because it's going to cost me at least $100 just to get her attention. Y'all ain't going to hear me up in there. So I can't. No. But let me, you cannot be Satan's partner and then when the devil wrecks your life, run to God and ask God to help you when all along you ain't helped nobody but the devil carry out his will. Now clap your hands and say glory to that. They get in the fight. David goes to God. David says, I'm going to go to God in prayer. They said, okay, I'll go home. And when he got back to Ziklag, he found out that the enemies had invaded, Michelle, they invaded the camp, took all the people, burned everything down, and the people stood there. And the Bible says they wept so loudly until they just couldn't weep anymore. I stopped by to curse a devil that's been causing you to be so depressed until you can't even cry anymore. You don't even have any feelings anymore. It's like, well, all this done happened to me now. Whatever gonna happen. It's like you feel like a house about to fall on you. You ask God for a new house, feel like the house is going to fall on you. But let me tell you something. The devil is a liar. When I get to the place where I can't cry no more, I'm going to praise God some more. You got to have an option. You got to have an option. The Bible says they cried till they couldn't cry no more. When I stop by to tell
crying days are over, the next time I cry, there'll be tears of joy. There'll be tears of thanksgiving. I have cried. Oh, God. Come on, come on, come on. Look at three people and say, cry your last cry tonight, because God is about to do something in your next year that will make you laugh when ain't nothing funny. That's what they used to say in the old time. Somebody start giving God some praise and say, glory. I stopped by to tell you, get dressed up now for your victories of 2013. Somebody over here didn't catch what I said. I didn't say victory. Oh, y'all, somebody got it over here. I didn't say victory. I didn't say victory. I said victories. And here's my prayer, that each victory will help you. Some other to win. Look at your neighbor and ask him, say, neighbor, do you expect any victory? If they shook their head, no, don't worry about them. Just look up to Jesus and say, I thank you for my victories. I thank you for what you're about to do. I thank you for January. I thank you for February. I thank you for March. There is no secret. What God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. Clap your hands and throw your head back and say, yes, he will. You got to get dressed. You got to get dressed. You know, when you go to a party, you put your party clothes on. Stuff you don't wear to church. At least some people don't. I'm just messing with y'all. You put on your party clothes. Well, David said, y'all might sit here and cry, but send for my ephod, send for my robe, send for my priestly garment. I'm not getting down in the dumps because you choose to be miserable. Don't send me an invitation to your pity party. But baby, if you want to have church, you know where my address is. I'm getting ready to get dressed. I need somebody to act like I'm putting on my robe. I'm putting on my robe. David said, send for my robe. Put on my robe. Oh, you do know that before you cross over in 9 more minutes, you do know that if you cross over with the wrong clothes on, the devil going to identify you. If you look like him, he going to know you belong to him. You need to take off that spirit of depression. Did I tell y'all, by the way, I came all over here to say goodbye 2012. I didn't come to preach a sermon, but to give an encouragement. You got to get dressed. And the Bible says God has given us some clothes to put on. Can you say glory? God has given unto us. Thank you, Jesus. He's given us some garments that we can put on. You got to take off stuff that you won't forgive people of. Don't you take no unforgiveness into 2013. Whatever somebody did to you, let it go. It ain't worth your blessing. It ain't worth it. You talked about them all of 2012, and they still doing better than you. Maybe it's because you ought to fret not yourself because of evildoers. Neither be envious. Somebody clap your hands and say, I'm getting dressed. I'm getting dressed. Say it again. Say, I'm getting dressed. For the Bible says, the Bible tells me that God has given me some garments to put on. And the place of the spirit of heaviness,
I feel sometimes how heavy you all are when you walk in the church. And don't take that wrongly. I just ask God sometimes to not let you see how heavy I am. But way back in Isaiah, God said, I will give unto you beauty for your ashes. Look at somebody and say, clean up your ashy face. Stop acting like you want to look depressed. Stop acting like you want to look burning. Stop acting like you want to be pitied. Stop acting like you want somebody to feel sorry for you. God makes you beautiful. I dare you, hit three people and say, God makes me beautiful. Yes. Yes. I've given you beauty for ashes, joy for your mourning, oil of the Holy Spirit, the garment. That's what I really came up here to put on tonight. I need somebody to just do this. I need you to just act like you taking off of all that junk of 2012, and now I need you to now dress up in a garment of praise. I'm going to praise him. I was laid off, but I'm going to praise him. Lost my house, but I'm going to praise him. For the Bible says, David went back, went to battle. God said, get up and pursue the enemy. I need to give you a bold spirit. The reason some of y'all look so bound, looking at me like you don't know a thing about praising God. Y'all looking at me like, what are you going to do next? I tell you why. May I tell you why? It's because you have not yet got to the point in your life when instead of waiting for the enemy to do something to you, you need to pursue the enemy. You need to get up in the morning and instead of saying, God, take care of me, you need to say, God, make me a weapon of Holy Ghost mass destruction. I'm sick and tired. I'm taking all of this mess off of the devil. I shall recover it all. See you later. See you later. Countdown time. David went there, fought for a day and a half. You can't hurry God. You got to learn how to wait. But wait a minute, preacher. You told me in 2011 that God was going to bless me. And here I sit, still in the same position that I was in 2012. You told me on the end of 2011, it will be my blessed 2012. Well, I'm sorry if I forgot to tell you that salvation is a blessing. Grace is a blessing. Hope is a blessing. Goodness is a blessing. Mercy is a blessing. Somebody shout yes. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Start confessing. Start confessing negative things. Start confessing what the devil does to you. But go to three people and say, God has blessed me. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet and clap your hands and start thinking about the blessings God has done for you. Yes, the devil stole some stuff, but I'm not just going to the enemy's camp. We like to say that. I went to the enemy's camp, took back what he stole from me. Well, baby, you just can't walk to the enemy's camp and take stuff back. You got to be anointed. You need the blood of Jesus. You need holy living. You need righteousness. And when you show up at the devil's place, tell him, excuse me,
gave me the keys of David. I'm getting everything back. Everything. And may I tell you something? I don't mean the same house, but I'm getting a house. I don't mean the same job, but I'm going to have provision. I don't mean a new husband, but I'm going to be content with who I am. I'm going to the enemy's camp, and I'm letting the enemy know, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. And the Bible says, David, we covered it all. Tonight, I'm not thinking about the bad times that I had in 2012, but I come down to give my countdown. I come to tell the devil, 10 seconds, and everything that you tried to do to me, I'm gonna prove to you that I made it anyhow. Look out, devil. I'm dressed up for my victory. Come on, help me now. 10, give me my joy back. 9, give me my sanity back. 8, give me my faith back. 7, give me my job back. 6, give me my children back. Come on, shout it out. I shall recover it all. 5, give me my possessions back. 4, restore the ark back 100-fold. 3, give me my anointing back. 2, give me God's provision back. 1, give me my all. Devil, here I come. 2013, I shall recover it all. I'm not trying to make you shout, but now get out in the aisle and run, tell somebody I made it anyhow. Happy New Year! I'm still here and I'm praising God.
What God has for you is more than that. Let me tell you about the greatest thing that happened tonight. It ain't about, somebody would say, well, how much money did we meet our budget? I ain't worried about that. Here's what I thank God for. Without an altar call, my son came down the aisle
and said, I'm here to rededicate myself. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. God just recovered it all. That's why I'm shouting. That's why I'm giving God praise. God just, and if God recovered, I shall recover. I shall, Enola, Enola, excuse me, they just dropped the ball in New York, and them people just as confused as they want to be. Their taxes just went up, and they sitting there like this. That's what they doing. Don't do this. It's not everybody's gift. Give me some dancers, some Judah dancers. Give me some of my dance ministry. Give me some Holy Ghost dancers. Run down here for about 10 seconds. This next dance and next hallelujah, I don't care what you do. Say hallelujah. Everybody don't praise God the same way. But come on, hurry up. Give me some dancers. Come on. I know I got somebody who ain't ashamed to dance. Oh, y'all waiting to go to the... Oh, y'all waiting. Now, ask God to anoint your mind. Listen to me, musicians. Not just your regular old shout me. I want you to be creative and follow each other. Ask God to anoint your mind. Go back to the day. Turn up the guitar. This time, turn up the music. Turn up the keyboard. Baby, after all I've been through this year, I did not come to hang out with a bunch of stuffy saints. I'm sorry. This is not the stuffy United Church of the freezer. I'm sorry. When people die, I cry. I cry at their funeral. And when God blesses me, I can show some emotion too. Somebody shout glory. And somebody ain't ashamed to just say, I'm getting ready to do a victory dance. Now, I can't dance that much. I'm 54 years old. I need y'all to just help me dance for a second. And this dance, I want to send out a blessing to everybody in this place. Raise your hand. In this new year, you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be the giver and not the borrower. You shall have joy in your house, joy in your spirit. You shall find healing for your mind and your body and your spirit. You shall recover it all, it all, it all, it all, it all, it. 1, 2, 3, shout. If you crowded and you want to dance, excuse yourself. Get to the aisle. This is my victory walk. Satan is defeated. Shout, Jesus is the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. His last. You gotta go home. Do this to this prophet out to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, keep on saying, your season is coming, and one of these days, it will. I only need one season. I only need one moment. I just need a second to change everything. Hey, the season. Take it. The season is on the... seconds. Give me 30 seconds. Oh. See ya. We can make a home. But I gotta get my party. Everybody dances in New York and everybody else. So I only know one dance song. I used to know all of Michael Jackson's. I used to know all of Three Dog. I used to know all of, but the only dance song I know now is this. When I think of his goodness, what he done for me, I think of his goodness and how he set me free.
I can dance, 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 dance.
I think of his goodness and how he set me free. I can dance,
dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance all night.
Unless you have a pressing place to go to, give us 10 more minutes. I don't want you to go home without the benediction. More people get killed on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day than any other time of the year. Don't you think the devil ain't after you? Amen. Have you thought of at least one blessing God did for you this year? Anybody at all, have you sat through this whole service just cutting up and playing and you never stopped to think, God healed me. God brought me through. God gave me a house. Yeah. Oh, baby, this ain't no fun time. It's time to say, thank you, Jesus. I'm in the presence of the Lord and respect God. Shout this out. I'm still here. Now stop acting foolish and give God some real clapping and praise. I want to pray for you now. If you're my age and you can't, you don't feel like standing up, because you're my age, you don't stand up. But if you can, everybody stand up for a moment who can. Just play, I don't know, either what you planned or we need to hear from you. Whatever you did, just play some. Y'all sound good over there. But before you play anything, stop the music for a moment. Every head is bowed for a moment. I want everyone in here to just be obedient this one time. You can ignore everything else that I say any other time if you like. Bow your head. Bow your head. Sit down. Stop talking and bow your head. Bow your head. Thank you. Hey, my children, bow your head. You reverend, you teach them young how to reverence God so they don't start playing in church like some of y'all old folks do. Everything ain't funny when the Spirit is moving. You don't laugh at people, mock people. You start thanking God. Well, look how she did that. Look how he did that. Shut up. When God is moving, he's not trying to meet your expectation.
reverence God for a moment. There's some people in here tonight. If the devil had his way and takes you out tonight, you are on your way to hell. It's a shame to go to hell from a church pew. You would have sat here through all of this. And I said, if the devil had his way. Because if I could prove to you that you would live to see tomorrow, or if I told you that, I would be telling you a lie, because I can't make you a promise that God did not even make. Tomorrow's not promise. I'm not offering you religion tonight. I'm not offering you religion. I'm sick of religion too, baby. I'm sick of the way churches just, and Christians compare themselves to somebody else. My preacher more saved than yours. I'm more saved than he, and he half saved. You better shut up and leave God's anointed alone. And God's anointed is not just a preacher. It's that person you've been talking about because you don't like them. You don't know the anointing on their life. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I'm not offering you, young man, religion tonight. I'm offering you a relationship with God. I want to offer you that relationship through the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. He died for your sins. Why in the world would you go and pay for your own sins when Jesus already paid for you? And all he asks you to do is stop acting like you know it all. And stop acting like you all that. And stop acting like you don't need help. All he wants you to do is say, in 2013, God, I need your help. And I need to be in a good, right relationship with you. I'm not a bad person, God. I'm not a bad person. I didn't ask you. The thing is, not are you a good person or a bad person, but is your relationship fixed with God? And the Bible says in Romans, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Now listen to me closely. Being saved does not mean that tomorrow all your habits are going to be gone. And for those people who tell you that, the blood of Jesus against them, you're going to still mess up. But now you've got somebody to help you. You don't sit back and say, when I get myself together, I'll go to church. Half the people in church ain't together. And some of them will never be together because they think they don't need anything. Tonight is a night. I don't know what 2013 is going to hold in America. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how many terrorist attacks. I don't know how many more schools will be hit. I only know that the devil is raring to go. I don't know how many jobs will be lost, but I know God is a provider. Yes. Don't you wait and go crawling to God when you don't have, and then when you did have it, you never gave. I would like to pray for some people in here tonight. I will come down front with this young man who came down with him. There are about 10 or 20 more persons like him who will say, tonight, I'm going to leave this place having prayed and fixed my relationship. I will pray it with you. I'll ask my saints to start praying now. If tonight, young man, I don't care how young you are, how old you are, you need to give your life to God, rededicate to God. And if you would like for me to pray this prayer of peace with you that will help you to say, I'm saved, walk out of your seat right now and excuse yourself, pass that person, and walk down here now. Come on. Come on. I don't want any distractions. Everybody just keep praying. Thank you, young lady. Thank you, young man. Thank you, young man. Come on. It's time you get serious about God. Some of you older brothers and sisters who sitting up there acting like you so saved, you need to come and get close to God. You are not all that you pretend in front of people to be. You need to come tonight and fix it on this first day of this brand new year. Come and pray the prayer of faith with me. Come and pray and ask God to help you to do better in 2013. Come on, come on, come on. Just walk down. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about what people are going to say about you. They don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. You come. You come. You come. You come. Thank you, daughter. You come. Thank you. Thank you. You almost did it. Why would you leave here and not know that God is your Savior? Some of you are here and you need to join the church. Thank you. They're still coming. Some of you are here tonight. Hear me for a moment. Some of you are here tonight, and let me tell you why you need to join a church. You don't join a church to be saved. You can get saved without the church. You can get saved at home. You join the church because once you get saved, You need to work out your soul salvation. You need to stop acting so selfish, like, I don't need them people at that church. Baby, you're going to need somebody. Oh, I don't know those people at the church, and you're not going to know the doctor who cuts you open either. He might be an atheist, but you're going to let him cut you open, and you can't worship with somebody because they're not as saved as you think they ought to be. Stop with that foolishness. You need to join a church, and God does not care if you are a Baptist or a Methodist or an Episcopalian or a Catholic. God has people in every denomination. It is not about that. It is about being in a church where you can grow, where you can learn, and where every week you can get something so you can fight the devil and stop letting him take over your life. You need a pastor. You need a church. I love the Ark of Safety Christian Church. It's a great church to which to belong, and I thank God for it. We've been through many things, but that's because the devil is a liar and Jesus is Lord. If you would like to join this church, ask your neighbor next to you, you want to join our church? And just come on down. Why wait? All last year you kept saying you're going to get yourself together, and you didn't do it. And you on your way down that same road with a bunch of lame resolutions that you're not going to keep. The one thing you can do is give your life to God. If you want to join the church, come on down. Just ask him. Come on, don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next Sunday. If you want to be baptized, I got some water here. I got some water. Amen. Baptize you right now, and I won't mess up your clothes either. I want God to wreck your heart. I want him to break it up and give you a new one. And so it's not the amount of water. It's the amount of the Holy Ghost. I'll baptize you right now. Did you party on New Year's Eve? No. What you do? I got saved and baptized. Hallelujah. Come on, 30 more seconds. If you start the year off saying next time, you're not going to do it. You got to put that foot in front of the other. Say, God, you touched me tonight. I'm giving you my life. Thank you, Jesus. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you. If we don't pray for them.
We need to hear.
We need to hear from you. We need a word from you.
Thank God for you coming tonight.